Did I beg to be adored?
Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter Kaylee Conway has been on the scene for quite some time, but it wasn't until the last couple years that she started releasing music under her own name. Her latest EP titled Surrounded Middle was released earlier this year. It's an intimate look at Conway's worldview, underscored by a group of musicians she continues to work with. Conway and her band will perform this Sunday at the Cactus Club, but first she joined Lake Effect's Joy Powers for an in-studio performance and conversation.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Just like a fool would do.
Heart and Soul by Kaylee Conway. Thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Thank you for having me, Joy.
So Heart and Soul, that's actually from your latest EP, Surrounded Middle. When last we spoke, you were actually working on this EP.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a bit about it.
It was a fun process. We recorded it at the Chair Company, which is a studio. And the idea was that it would be more of a live record that we could perform live and have it pretty much sound like the EP.
Well, and every time you've come into studio with us, it's always been you and your guitar.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like, you know, taking it from you and your guitar in this very kind of intimate performance, you know, singular performance, to bringing in all these other people?
It's cool. It's kind of wild. I'm glad you asked that question. There's more components to be on top of. You know, communication is a big one. And I was trying to describe, because someone asked me recently whether I like performing solo or with a band more. And I definitely haven't decided, but I would say with the band, if it all goes well, there's a much bigger rush and, like, more gratification, I would say, because you're sharing in the sentiment that you are trying to emote with other people who are empathizing with you by playing very skillfully and tastefully, and that feels good. And then there's also just like relaying the songs to other people with a group behind you. When it goes really well, like, there's nothing like that feeling. But there's just more that can go wrong. There's more components of communication that can slip. It's much more expensive, which is why I play solo a lot of the time, because I don't have to pay anyone. But yeah, I hope that gives you a sense of what it's like, because that's what you asked me, right?
Yeah.
What's it like? It feels good, but it's harder.
Well, and there is an intimacy to your music itself. It feels very personal. And so I have to imagine that inviting other people into that space is in some ways, it must feel a little vulnerable.
Yeah, definitely. I have issues with trust over my music, big time. So I'm trying to proactively work through that, but it's very vulnerable. All kinds of things running through my head, like, hopefully the band will want to play this song. But I've definitely grown in that aspect. There's vulnerability, but that's the best way to create anything, I think.
Yeah. So the next song that you have for us, it's called Your Wedding Song. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you've kind of workshopped with your group?
Not yet. I actually just sent them out an email this morning, because we have a show coming up next Saturday on September 7th with Marielle Allschwang's duo and Shane Leonard from Eau Claire. And sent them an email this morning being like, hey, do you guys think we could learn this song in time for the show? So I'm not sure if it'll happen. The song is actually recorded and mastered and is ready to be released, hopefully in November. I'm working on that.
Nice. Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having all our friends at it. Pull teeth and get them there grinning. Let's get me off of their backs and hands. I'm cynical and you're different. And I'll never change my mind on you. I'll never change my mind again. Long as I live, God as my witness, I'll never change my mind on you. I think I cracked the couple's key. You're warm and I'm lazy, honey. I've been buzzing half the day. Forgive the lush in me. All I have wanted in life, you deliver me. Making me still, making me hold still forever. And I'll never change my mind on. I take in the lake, squint and listen. Long Michigan and endless. I'm so isolated. Our friends will line up one by one, and I'll never change my mind on you. I'll never change my mind again.
Your Wedding Song by Kaylee Conway. I have to ask, was that written for someone's wedding?
It sort of was in a very hypothetical instance in my mind that would never materialize. If I'm the character in the song, it's my wedding song, but the wedding probably shouldn't be happening because the person isn't ready. So I don't know if the "your" is sort of trying to like defer some accountability for what you're about to do, or if it was just my, you know, kind of getting ready to deliver wedding songs to people for their ceremonies. It was a working title, and it just never changed.
It seems like it felt like it fit. So, you know, this is a new piece that you're working on, and I'm sure you're working on new pieces all the time. Mm-hmm. As you've started to release specifically songs under your name, how do you feel like your work has evolved?
I think it's evolved a lot. Instrumentally, I would say it started evolving because when I realized I didn't have a band at all at first, it was like, okay, well, I'm going to need to fill more out with my guitar and have the guitar be a little bit more lyrical and more of an interesting accompaniment. So that started a little bit of a different guitar style, I think, whereas before I was kind of just playing chords and letting the ideas of my group like fill in what the instrumental melodies would be, I guess. I feel like I can write, and I'm not limited in what I can imagine the instrumentation might be. There's always practical limitations, like, oh, would I be able to afford 4 trombone players in order to perform this? But also one of the biggest things is that I've started teaching myself how to record and mix and stuff like that with the help of some good friends. So I'm able to kind of further imagine instrumentation and place it with MIDI instruments. And then if it makes sense to try to render it into a more serious recording, I can ask friends to just like lay some stuff down. So definitely less limitations in terms of instrumentation. In performing under my own name, I am making an effort to, you know, proactively book gigs that I want that will help with either exposure or like paying my band and touring a lot more. So there's an awareness that I have to be able to deliver the songs solo.
You mentioned, of course, doing a lot of different things, pushing yourself as an artist, but you're also involved in some other organizations. Specifically, you mentioned Sing Me a Story. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, they have a database of all of these handwritten and hand-illustrated stories. They have, like, PDFs of them by young children who are either in hospitals, hospice centers, or shelters, as I understand it. So these kids are in need in various ways. And the organization calls out to musicians, I think it's across the country. I don't know how they found me, but they hit me up probably last year at some point about what they do and if I would want to, you know, be an artist. And I looked at the stories and it was like, well, yeah. I mean, first of all, it's for a good cause. And second of all, as we were discussing before the on-record interview, I like to kind of contort and jam in other people's songs and words into my work. So like Heart and Soul, for instance, and the Christmas music that I do, it's very, I feel like, sort of fitting in pieces of the songs that already exist. So this is another kind of cool exercise in that. It's like, it's pretty unadulterated expression, I would say, when a kid writes a story. And I think that that's, if we're serious about what we do as songwriters, that's like what we're really hoping to achieve, is like the vulnerability of a child and the directness, mixing in imagination into our songs as we cry out for others to relate with us on an emotional level. So yeah, I just thought that this story, it was short and it reminded me of myself. It's called The Most Unforgettable Day by a young girl named Juanita, and it's all about going to the park on this beautiful, hot summer day with her family. And, like, she just had the best day ever, you know? Like, they played and they laughed. And, like, I remember going to the playground with my family and going on bike rides. And it was like, whoa, this is so amazing. So that's why I chose that story.
Well, Kaylee Conway, I'd first like to thank you so much for joining us here in studio and sharing your work with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And this is The Most Unforgettable Day.
Juanita went to the village with her family. Walking.
walking and talking with her family. Juanita went to the village with her family. They played games and played on the swings.
Kaylee Conway is a Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter, and she spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. Conway and her band will be performing this Saturday at the Cactus Club alongside musician Marielle Allschwang. You can find our previous conversation with Conway and Allschwang at wuwm.com.
Unforgettable. That day was a